You're listening to NewsRamp Business Incorporate. Today is Monday evening, August 10th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Partners Group sees strong growth at U.S. HVH portfolio companies as extreme weather increases demand for cooling. Partners Group is experiencing strong growth at its U.S. HVH portfolio companies, DiversiTech and Premistar, with revenues rising 60% and doubling respectively since acquisition. The increase reflects a growing demand for HVH parts and maintenance services due to extreme weather conditions. Partners Group is implementing value creation plans to support future growth by investing in operations, supply chains, technology, and executing selective add-on acquisitions.
Data Group wins contract for comprehensive workplace services and device lifecycle management at Investitions.Bell-Lynn. Data Group has secured a contract to provide workplace services and device lifecycle management for Investitions.Bell-Lynn. The collaboration aims to enhance IBB's digital workplace environment by managing 1,300 end devices over 5 years. This partnership streamlines processes from provisioning to recycling, ensuring efficient, secure, and sustainable IT workplace provision. Data Group's focus on standardized processes and quality management will create added value for IBB and its employees.
Hemo Scheuch decides to resign early as CEO of Wienerberger for personal health reasons. Ger Honka appointed interim CEO. Hemo Scheuch has resigned early as CEO of Wienerberger for personal health reasons. With Ger Honka appointed as interim CEO, Scheuch, who led the company through a strategic transformation, steps down after 17 years. Honka, with over 25 years at Wienerberger, brings experience as COO and CFO. The supervisory board accepts Scheuch's decision and commends his leadership.
ViroMed Medical AG signs distribution partnerships for ViroCap in 6 additional markets. ViroMed Medical AG has signed distribution partnerships for its ViroCap product in Spain, Portugal, Greece, the Balkan region, Romania, and Saudi Arabia. The agreements with 6 separate companies aim to expand ViroMed's international presence, with minimum purchase quantities set for each market. The company expects to generate additional sales of at least 3,000 devices per year. CEO Uwe Perbont sees these partnerships as a crucial step in ViroMed's growth phase, with plans for more partnerships in the near future.
Futricia delivers strong earnings growth with URA 42.7 meters EBITDA plus 46.6% YOY in H1 2026. Futricia, a leading independent investment manager for real assets, reported strong earnings growth in H1 2026. EBITDA surged by 46.6% to URA 42.7 meters, driven by cost discipline and operational efficiency. Recurring management fees exceeded operating expenses, showcasing the company's resilience. Transaction activity showed a gradual recovery, with signed transactions up by 15.6% to URA 1.6 billion. Patrizia also saw a significant increase in client equity raised to URA 0.8 billion. Financial strength improved with increased liquidity and a robust net equity ratio. Guidance for 2026 remains unchanged.
Investor news breaks: Nikola Mining Inc. joins Ocean Partners in $10 million Blue Lagoon financing. Nikola Mining Inc. has joined forces with Ocean Partners UK Limited in a $10 million financing deal for Blue Lagoon Resources. Each company will invest $5 million to support the development and production ramp-up of Blue Lagoon's Dome Mountain Gold and Silver Project in British Columbia. Nikola's investment includes acquiring 8,333,333 common shares at $0.60 per share. strengthening the partnership between mine development, concentrate marketing, and milling infrastructure.
Network news breaks. Greenland Mines Limited pursues strategic growth in emerging critical minerals region. Greenland Mines is strategically positioning itself in Greenland's critical minerals sector to meet the increasing demand for resources vital to various industries. By diversifying its portfolio and seeking partnerships, the company aims to capitalize on the region's geological potential and international attention. Greenland Mines plans to responsibly develop its assets while contributing to the North Atlantic Critical Metals Corridor vision.
Quantum Biopharma, QNTM, receives FDA clearance to advance Lucid MS into Phase 2. Quantum Biopharma has received FDA clearance to move its multiple sclerosis candidate, Lucid MS, into Phase 2 clinical development. The randomized study will assess efficacy, safety, and tolerability in MS patients. Lucid MS aims to provide neuroprotection by inhibiting demyelination, targeting the enzyme PAD2. Previous Phase 1 trials showed a favorable safety profile. Trial activities are underway, with patient enrollment expected to start soon.
U.S.-made sublingual peptide strips launch for needle-free research. U.S.-based PX1 Research has launched a line of sublingual peptide strips for needle-free research, including retatrutide, terzapatide, and BPC-157 formulations. Manufactured domestically under cGMP standards, each batch undergoes HPLC purity verification, ensuring 99% or greater purity. The strips dissolve under the tongue, offering a non-invasive delivery method for academic and institutional researchers seeking compounds with documented quality control standards.
Investor News Breaks EquityFi Prometheus AI SPV opens pre-IPO AI investment opportunity to accredited investors. EquityFi Prometheus AI SPV LLC, in partnership with EquityFi Limited, is offering accredited investors access to Series B preferred shares of a major pre-IPO AI company co-founded by Jeff Bezos and Vikram Bhaja. The private offering opening on August 12, 2026, with a minimum investment of $10,000, provides indirect exposure to the AI company's recent $12 billion Series B funding round. Eligible investors can learn more at edf.promethe.cv.com.
Axis Breakthrough was the party state ass. We always have a new reincarning price. The call will feature updates from founder Ronnie Cohen, CEO Lenny Sokolow, President Steve Schmidt, and CFO Mark Boiseau. A telephone replay will be available after the call until September 11th, 2026.
As AI races ahead, the real battle is over power and infrastructure. The International Energy Agency predicts a significant increase in global data center electricity consumption by 2030, driven primarily by AI. Companies like Azio AI Holdings Inc. are focusing on power data center capacity, high-speed connectivity, and GPU systems to meet this demand, highlighting the shift towards physical infrastructure in the AI economy.
Tech Media Breaks. AIOI Holdings, Inc. featured in AI Newswire editorial on AI power infrastructure demand. Tech Media Breaks reports that AZIOI Holdings, Inc. is featured in an AI Newswire editorial focusing on AI power and infrastructure demand. The editorial highlights AZIO's integrated infrastructure strategy, including a planned 500 megahertz Texas AI data center campus and agreements with AT&T and Power Champion Investment Limited. AZIO's recent letter of intent for the acquisition of 128 NVIDIA HGX B300 AI systems is also noted, positioning the company alongside industry leaders in AI computing infrastructure. Mission IR news breaks. Nikola Mining Inc. joins Ocean Partners in $10 million Blue Lagoon financing. Nikola Mining Inc. has joined forces with Ocean Partners UK Limited in a $10 million financing deal for Blue Lagoon Resources. Each company will invest $5 million to support the development and production ramp-up of Blue Lagoon's Dome Mountain Gold and Silver Project in British Columbia. Nikola's investment includes acquiring 8,333,333 common shares at $0.60 per share, strengthening the partnership among mine development, concentrate marketing, and milling infrastructure.
Biomed news breaks. Nanovericides NISEE, American, NNVC, receives regulatory approval for Phase 2 Ebola trial of NV-387 oral gummies. Nanovericides Inc., NISE, American, NNVC, has received regulatory approval to start a Phase 2 clinical trial of NV-387 oral gummies for the current Bundibugyo Ebola virus outbreak in the DRC. The company will work with OMSI Clinical Research Private Limited to accelerate first patient dosing. Nanoviruses aims to provide a resource-efficient treatment option for Ebola viruses with its oral formulation.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Information Services Group, Inc., 2Q26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Information Services Group, Inc. for 2Q26. 3's results exceeded guidance with revenue and AGIT. EBITDA growth, driven by AI-related revenue acceleration and record recurring revenue. The company's AI initiatives are strengthening its earnings model and expanding demand across various sectors. Management remains optimistic about the strong pipeline and expects continued growth and margin expansion in the upcoming quarter.
Mahontan Gold Corp. is advancing gold and silver assets in Nevada's Walker Lane, a top mining jurisdiction. The company's flagship Santa Fe mine has a rich history of production and is moving towards a potential restart. Led by Kimberly Ann, Lahontan aims to unlock value from past producing assets. Gold and silver remain crucial in various industries, driving the need for responsible domestic metal development. Biomed news breaks. Telomere Pharmaceuticals reports peer-reviewed telomerazine data supporting Phase 1-2 TNBC program. Telomere Pharmaceuticals reported peer-reviewed data supporting its Phase 1-2 TNBC program. The study showed telomerazine's effectiveness in inhibiting tumor growth in prostate and TNBC models by modulating iron and copper levels. These findings paved the way for advancing telomerazine towards clinical trials. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.